the hell is this shit? You know, chocolate or something else?
They make movies.
Hey, at least to pump in that Goldberg chant. A lot of people don't know that. I know that.
Make movies.
The hell is this shit?
Welcome to It's All Pro Wrestling Podcast. My name is Bill.
And I'm Mallory.
And we are two people of certain ages talking about professional wrestling. Doug has abandoned us on a transcontinental journey. So this is my real wife. She's real.
Hello, everybody. I do exist. People are usually surprised.
Mallory, how has your week been?
It's been fine. Work's been busy. I had to actually work at the office, which is weird now. And we found out our kids aren't terrors at parent-teacher conferences. So that was fun.
Yes, we had parent-teacher conferences because I have real kids too. I have real kids, a real wife who's beautiful and talented, and I have a real Doug who has left me to run social media. And I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah, Doug is very real and pre-exists before me.
Well, not chronologically. Like in my world, yes, but not chronologically.
As far as your world, yes.
Yes. Because I am the dreamer.
You are.
I am.
We all are just living in Bill's dream.
Uh-huh.
Bill's world.
Uh-huh. So yeah, our kids had parent-teacher conferences. They're both majestical and real. You're gonna ask me how my week went, Mallory, because that's how this goes. You've listened to the podcast, you know this.
How was your week, Bill?
My week was okay. Had parent-teacher conferences.
We went to a Scholastic Book Fair. That was cool.
How was that cool?
You didn't like those as a kid?
No, I did, but how is that cool now? Like, it's just more money being spent.
I don't know. I'm delighted to be able to do that with our kids.
Okay.
I don't know.
Then
a lot cooler than shopping on Amazon, that's for sure.
Yeah, but if we purchase things through Amazon, we can help create the idea of work camps. And I forgot the name of the damn thing. What am I thinking of? Company towns, yes. Mallory. We need company towns. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Uh-huh.
So anyway,
other than pass out some red books.
We don't talk about that on the podcast, Mai.
Oh, sorry.
Why would I? Well, I guess I could. I could pass out red books in company towns.
And at Scholastic Book Fairs.
I could at Scholastic Book Fairs.
Indoctrinate them when they're young. Isn't that like key?
Oh, it's very key. It's yes. So anyway, Mallory.
Yes.
Do you like professional wrestling?
I have grown to love it.
Love it? You don't love it.
I like it quite a bit. I watch a lot of it for not liking it quite a bit.
Yeah, but would you say love?
I probably love other things more. We'll say that.
Like on the scale of things you love, not counting family or pets, what do you love more than professional wrestling?
Gosh, I don't know, Bill.
So professional wrestling is your most favorite thing on earth?
No, probably I like reading and books and movies and all other pop culture. a little bit more.
Like specifically all pop culture?
Not all, but you know, all media.
All media. Oh,
well, a lot of media.
Oh,
not the media the way you're talking about it, but as in books and movies and entertainment.
Okay, so who's your favorite professional wrestler? Go.
Oh,
go.
Well,
go. Go.
My goodness. Well, you know, I was a fan of Bayley from the beginning when you got me started watching wrestling. So I was a big fan of hers. And I really liked The Shield when I started watching it. And I've always been hooked on the three of them. And the, it's interesting the various paths they've taken.
Is it because they're hunks?
I don't know. Moxley's not very hunky.
He's balding like me. That's hunky.
You guys don't look anything alike.
Son of a bitch.
I'm so sorry.
But Rollins is a hunk?
He can be.
And we, yeah, Roman Reigns is
stormy looking. And yeah, Roman Reigns is hunky.
Yeah, he's a hunk. He's definitely a hunk. Mm-hmm. So who's the hunkiest of all the boys?
Hunkiest of all the boys?
If you had a boy boy hunk list.
You know, anymore, Blade is pretty hunky.
Blade's the boy for you now?
He's pretty hunky. Would you disagree with that?
Who's the hunkiest
for you?
Well, we had that conversation in the car like last night with the kids over the hunkiest boys. And they all thought Andy was the hunkiest boy. Mm-hmm. And you said Blade out of the two, which I didn't realize Blade was so high up there.
I don't know. That man is cut.
He beats Randy Orton. Because you said thing on Randy Orton.
I did. But you know, I only like Randy Orton when he's like WrestleMania shape.
So maybe now, if we ever watched WWE. Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay.
We don't watch WWE very much, so.
That's true. Because it's shit.
Is it?
You haven't. Everything you've watched, you've had more disinterest in it than anything else.
Well, actually, the biggest turnoff for me was during the pandemic, and they didn't have live audiences, and that televised crowd that they had in their arena or whatever they were calling it.
They were calling it, I think it was the Thunderdome.
The Thunderdome. I couldn't stand it. Like, it just like was so cringy to me.
So did you prefer like what AEW or?
Oh yeah.
With like no audience?
Do you know like one of my favorite parts of like pandemic wrestling, and I don't even like the song, but like it was a Jericho entrance and all the wrestlers started like singing his song. And it was like such a cool moment.
Was that like, so that was like Sammy, I think, sang it, like started singing it. And then it was like MJF and like Sean Spears in the crowd or some shit
But it was like all the wrestlers that were in the crowd ended up singing it by the end of the song.
No. Oh.
Yeah. But I just remember that being very cool. It just seemed more natural than having the wrestlers on the sideline cheering for different sides.
I preferred what AEW did versus.
Yeah.
Because did you know that they were, I think I guarantee you I Professor Billed you it, where I told you like they had producers telling the people on the webcams to cheer like or boo or like it was like manufactured reactions.
It's produced like a sitcom, right? There's like the laugh like glow sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, essentially.
Or applause. Yeah.
Yeah. But so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your favorite boy or girl is Blade because they're the hunkiest.
Currently, yes.
Okay. I would say Andy's the hunkiest. Or Kota Ibushi.
Ooh, Kota Ibushi's pretty hunky.
Yeah, you forgot about those.
Isn't he injured and not currently wrestling?
Yeah, but he's still a hunk.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's not hunky. That's for sure.
Exactly. He's a hunk boy. Mm-hmm. So there, we've decided that the boys from Buffalo and Kota Ibushi are the hunkiest.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why our marriage lasts. We did it.
We agreed on something.
Yep. Hunk boys.
Everyone wonders how like we've made our marriage work for how long have we been together? I don't know.
It's ages. I mean, it's been every moment has been a dream come true.
Well, we've been together for over 20 years and but we agree on hunks and all of those types of things. It's key to our marriage.
It's just hunks.
Hunky boys.
Hunky boys. There's probably a lot of truth to that, actually. So Mallory.
Mm-hmm. What though?
You watched wrestling.
I do.
You like hunky boys.
There are lots of pretty men.
There are lots of pretty men.
There's a lot of not pretty men too.
Who's the least prettiest man?
That's hard to pick at the moment.
Yeah, because I was gonna say like I think everyone's like kind of pretty.
I mean,
this is a very inclusive group, yeah. Mallory.
Yeah.
See, you're trying to be exclusive. Doug and I are trying to be inclusive. Other than the fact that Doug hates women.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. you're going with it.
Well, I don't know if anybody hates women more. I mean,
Jesus. Wow. I mean, what I was doing was cute and cheeky. What you're doing is just mean and evil.
Actually, for those that don't know, Doug is probably one of the bigger feminists I do know. But
I'm more of a feminist.
You were brought up to be, though. He came into it later. He was not brought up to be one.
He might have been. We don't know. We don't know how Pam treated him.
We just know how you treated Pam.
We know how I want to treat Pam. Like the queen that she is.
Yes.
So wrestling. This is wrestling. Let's get back to wrestling. Other than bang out my friend's mom. You watched Revolution, AEW's Revolution, and you might have listened to the podcast that Doug made me do. Yeah. What do you think about wrestling on the Revolutions?
Probably my favorite match was Danielson and Moxley, but I was just looking forward to it. I was really excited Keith Lee is there because I like Keith Lee a lot.
Mm-hmm. You got to see him with me.
Mm-hmm. We live. Saw him live at Lucha Libre and Laughs.
Yep.
He's amazing. Which, because I like him so much, I was a little disappointed Wardlow won instead of him. But
Wardlow's a hunk.
But yeah, he is. But that doesn't mean I don't like Keith Lee.
That's true.
But I liked the spot in there, you know, Keith Lee with Orange Cassidy in the ring. That was
When he tossed funny. Him?
Yeah.
And he dislocated, maybe dislocated Orange Cassidy's shoulder.
I know. But it looked cool.
No wonder Vince got rid of him. He's unsafe.
No wonder.
No wonder.
Yeah. I don't know, I was disappointed in, but you guys talked about it as well, Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa, that just wasn't what it should have been.
Did it help that I was just yelling at Britt the entire time, so I was just making everyone feel uncomfortable about it?
well, actually, the thing that really struck me, I mean, Britt Baker is doing what Britt Baker does a lot. I don't find her to be, like, a very entertaining wrestler. I find her to be an entertaining personality.
Yeah,
but I just wasn't seeing the moves I've come to expect from Thunder Rosa, and that was the disappointing part.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have any other takes since you recorded with Doug earlier this week?
Not particularly. The big fallout on wrestling Twitter was the whole CM Punk coming out to AFI's old Ring of Honor theme, and people either lambasting people who didn't know or defending people who didn't know or people who didn't know. It was just this insane,
messy.
Oh, it's gross. It's and it was one of those things where none of us knew. And for Christ's sake, Doug and I have a wrestling podcast. Like, but I was like, oh, this is an AFI song. I know this song. And I looked at it, I just wanted to clarify. But
AEW has been kind of doing some of those things that like are kind of, they're a little deep. Like you have to have some good wrestling knowledge to understand what's happening.
Yeah.
That, right.
Yeah.
Another good example was there was the conversation between 205 Live guys.
You know, on Dynamite. Yeah, between Swerve and Tony Nese. That no one would have fucking, I don't think most people even got it. I was the only one.
Yeah.
I, Bill, who have a wrestling podcast. I'm smart.
But I mean, they were making the reference to like, we have a history of wrestling on Fridays.
Yeah.
And I it was lost on me. I didn't even remember that 205 Live was on Fridays.
Well, what's funny too is that 205 Lives, they just discontinued it. Mm-hmm. And now it's something called like NXT Level Up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's another NXT thing.
Didn't they just record it right after SmackDown, though? Didn't we see one recorded?
Yeah.
One recorded when we went to SmackDown?
Yeah, when we went to that one SmackDown, they recorded the 205 Live there. And that's actually when we saw, like, Tony Nese was actually part of that. But it was like Tony Nese. Gosh, who was it? Was it Tony Nese?
There was the guy that's been trying. Yeah, the guy that was trying to, he's trying to get out of WWE right now, isn't he?
Yeah, Mustafa Ali. Drew Gulak, who you, that's the first time you ever saw Drew Gulak, and he was doing the PowerPoint presentation thing.
I found that entertaining.
Oh, he's awesome. And then a person who got Me Too'd / spoken out on against, and then Brian Kendrick, who is a Holocaust denialist, and I feel I'm missing like one or two more.
Yeah. Kendrick was supposed to come to AEW, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
but someone magically found a video where he's denying the Holocaust. And he's talking about reptilians, which I'm, once again, I'm on record. I'm all for reptilian conspiracy. Not necessarily once you get into the Protocols of Zion, that's when things get, or the Elders of Zion, excuse me. Protocols of the Elders of Zion. That's when things get really bad. Which is a slippery slope, and eventually all conspiracies go that way. Not all. But most.
Tough one to chew.
So anyway, so you want to just kind of talk about the Dynamite, since you kind of already brought up Tony Nese, your boy? He's a hunk.
Yeah, I like Tony Nese. Sure.
Okay. So we watched it together.
Yes, we did. You brought me Starbucks and we watched it together.
In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anything stand out?
I really liked your sweet boy Adam Page and Dante Martin's match.
That was a good match.
Yeah. Doug's cousin did great.
Mm-hmm.
And your sweet boy, like, you know, the things he had to say to him at the end, like, I just really like that. The only quibble I had with it was you were booking it as we were watching it, and I thought that was better than what ended up happening. Do you want to explain?
What did I book? I don't remember. I black out a lot.
So Adam Cole comes out at the end of that match, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to do a 3-on-3 type of match. Yeah.
Like a 6-man tag, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we're automatically thinking he'll have the Young Bucks. And I forget what he said that makes you think it's Young Bucks. But then
it was that line that made you laugh. It was the my friends, not yours.
Yeah.
They're my friends, not yours. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're just like, you know, what'll be natural now is he just congratulated, you know, Doug's cousin, and Top Flight would be fun to watch, you know, pairing with Adam Page against Adam Cole and the Young Bucks. And then we come to find out through the backstage promos that none of that's happening.
None of it at all. Which I'm okay with, like, Red Dragon instead of the Bucks, because as I told you, like, the whole Adam Page storyline, in my opinion, is just literally about friendship. It's about the friends we make along the way.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense. I'm okay with him, with Cole not going with the Bucks. It makes sense. But yeah, you had Top Flight right there. Why not just elevate Top Flight?
And then, like, he's breathing in Jurassic Express instead, right?
I think that's what I understood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I mean,
yeah. I like them. I don't know. I've been having a harder time getting into them lately.
It's,
I still enjoy them a little bit more.
It's turning into a thing for me with that. As soon as a tag team has the belt, like, I'm not turning on that tag team, but I'm losing interest in that tag team. It happened when the Bucks had the belt, when FTR had the belt. Like, I was like, meh. So FTR had the belt, Young Bucks had the belt, Lucha Brothers. I thought their matches kind of meh. And now that Jurassic Express has it, it's kind of the same thing. It's like how, like, it's a kind of a occurrence that was, at least, I don't know if it's happening still, but it used to happen in Pro Wrestling Guerrilla all the time, is that the whole story of Pro Wrestling Guerrilla would be like, you get a champion that would have to fight their way to get to the belt. And, you know, most of the time the fans would be really behind them. Then as soon as, like, the second event with that, that champion, the fans would just turn on them automatically.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know what's happening, but I'm having that effect kind of on the tag team championships, except for the, I mean, obviously when Kenny and Hangman had them.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that storyline was great and I was all in on it, but it's also, like, two of my favorite wrestlers, so it's not hard. But it's not like I hate the Bucks, it's not like I hate FTR. You know my weird infatuation with FTR now.
They are your boys too.
They are super boys. But anyway, yeah, it's weird. That's how I'm just feeling about Jurassic Express. So I don't really want anyone to win the tag team belts right now,
because I don't want to lose your interest in them.
Yeah, like, the worst thing on earth that could happen is Butcher and Blade, our hunk boys, get in, then I'd be like, I don't care about Andy, like, though I desperately want him to be my friend.
You would go to, like, a deep depression.
It would be,
if that happened,
it would be something close to when I found out, like, every time I died, like, broke up after, like, yeah.
Okay, well, we're not going to talk about that.
No.
No. So what stood out to you about Dynamite this week?
Dynamite was a lot of show. Like, when I was looking at the recap, like, a lot of shit happened.
Yeah.
The big thing is just because I'm infatuated with Eddie Kingston, you know?
Sure.
The continuation of the Jericho feud, which I'm okay with. I don't understand why 2.0, and I mean, I know why 2.0 and Daniel Garcia kind of are doing it, but I, it's weird. It's weird. Like, the Jericho Appreciation Society, like, he has a tag team that's good. Like, 2.0, they're not a bad tag team. And he has a young boy, like, he had with Sammy. So it's just, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm confused about the whole inner circle drama going on right now.
Jericho just wants to make more money off his merchandise sales.
Sure.
I mean, that's the reason why you do it.
Same voice. Yeah.
No. And for some reason, Jake Hager, you're Superboy. You're a Superboy.
He's pretty hunky.
He's hunky? Okay. But he's your boy. He's your boy from WWE. He's one of your original boys.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name.
Yep. So Mallory, when we first started watching wrestling, Mallory had a horrible time because she just wasn't, either she was halfway checked out or she was halfway checked out. She just had problems remembering names of people and who people we were.
We also had young kids and I was tired.
I had young kids too, Mallory, and I knew everything. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But anyway, so like we used to, we have
no comment.
Oh, fuck. But we used to have things called the Mallory Boys, and it was
Heath Slater.
It was Heath Slater was the big boy. Mm-hmm. It was Heath Slater, Zack Ryder, mm-hmm. Brian Myers. Mm-hmm. That was now Brian Myers. Rhino was a boy, but I think I just associated Rhino as your boy just because.
Yeah. I think I recalled who he was usually.
Well, it's tough not to know who Rhino was. Mm-hmm. Kevin Nash is one of your boys, but that's only because I just made that one of your boys. Oh God. Titus. Titus. Mm-hmm. Hoorah, hoorah, hoorah. Is mm-hmm. yeah, pretty much anyone that was on like main event or superstars mm-hmm. was mm-hmm. on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now half of them are doing other things at other places and doing mm-hmm. pretty well. So
yeah. Good for them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hoorah, hoorah, hoorah.
Hoorah, hoorah.
So overall though, Dynamite was, that was probably the best Dynamite in mm-hmm. a long time. I didn't think it was bogged down mm-mm. at any point. It really just moved really well. Short matches, but a lot of matches that were good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of story building. So
yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, even the Sammy Guevara match was really good. And mm-hmm. I am going to kind of retract kind of what I was thinking before. I know you weren't here, but you might've listened, but when I was doing my whole bullshit, like fantasy booking with mm-hmm. Wardlow, I don't think mm-hmm. Wardlow wins against Scorpio Sky. I don't like that. It's too soon for Scorpio Sky to lose the belt.
Mm-hmm.
He put on an amazing match with Sammy. Somehow Wardlow loses to Scorpio Sky because of MJF, and then Wardlow mm-hmm. continues to chase the belt later down the road because it took a full year for Scorpio Sky to win the belt.
True. He's not going to just lose it right away.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. it's not.
It's a poor story if they do.
It's a huge disservice to Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be backlash if that mm-hmm. happens. But yeah, and Sammy had a good match where he actually sold his ribs the entire time. He remembered that he had ribs that were hurt.
He did.
Holy mm-hmm. shit. Someone's fucking listening to us.
Another thing I thought was interesting is during the Danielson Moxley going against the Workhorsemen, you didn't really know the guy that was with, was it Anthony Henry?
We knew JD Drake.
JD Drake. Yeah.
Yeah, we knew JD Drake.
Okay, so it was Anthony Henry you didn't know?
Yeah, JD Drake's been with AEW for mm-hmm. a little bit, but I wasn't familiar with Anthony Henry. He was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. He was.
Yeah. I hope they keep him around.
And yeah, your eyes lit up on that one though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's mm-hmm. he's really, really good.
Yeah. He's got some moves.
He's got some moves.
Got some moves.
And your boy, Jeff Hardy?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, how is he my boy?
Because, like, as a kid, like, the Hardy Boys were your thing. They were one of your favorites growing up.
Jeff Hardy in high school. Jeff Hardy was inspired a lot by Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. And But Jeff Hardy, you felt said, was the cool one.
He was. He was the one that was all charismatic and everyone loves, even though more and more people finally realized that Matt's can be just as good, if not better. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, no, Jeff Hardy has this weird sense of cool to him that is just there.
Yep. Yeah, but I think you wanted to kind of be him at some point.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to like dye my hair with Kool-Aid, but that's about it. Which I never did.
Some of his piercings or tattoos, or
he didn't have the tattoos when in high school. That came later. That came, or at least if I remember correctly, that did.
All right.
Yeah.
And so you were going to tell me there's a story with Steen there and Jeff Hardy.
Oh, yeah. So you want me to go Professor Bill on you?
Yes. I'm asking for it.
You should probably explain what Professor Bill is first.
So if you guys haven't been able to tell yet by listening to this podcast,
if any Bill of you 13 haven't figured it out yet,
Bill is an encyclopedia of knowledge. He is just a big resource for a lot of information, whether it's you have a question about history or science or wrestling, he can usually pull something out of his head and
or ass and make it sound smart.
And so anyway, he usually can talk about most subjects better than most people. So with further ado, he had a Jeff Hardy Steen story that came to his mind.
That's not what Professor Bill is. Professor Bill is when I get drunk and I start mansplaining everything to everyone.
It's not mansplaining. It's not mansplaining when you know it better than everyone else in the room. It's mansplaining if I know it better and you're telling me what it is.
Oh. Well, I just learned something. Thanks, Mallory.
You're welcome, Bill.
Happy Women's Month.
Well, thank you. Good thing Doug's not on here because we'd just have to flip him off.
Oh, no. He would be like, oh, it's Women's Month.
We hate women.
When's Men's Month? What about the men's? Do you know that there's an International Man's Day?
When is that?
I don't know. I don't know when it is because I've never been appreciated. I'm not asking to be appreciated. I'm just saying I've never been appreciated, but it's the whole reason for the day is to remind a dude to go to the doctor.
Oh,
yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Cause dudes don't go to the doctor.
Unless they have a good wife.
Dudes and bros.
Or a good partner. Not necessarily wife, but a good partner.
Or just someone that doesn't even necessarily need to be a partner. It could be just someone who cares about them.
Yeah, but if it's like your mom or something, it's easy to ignore that. Like, it's just my mom.
I listen to everything my mom says.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Anyway, the Jeff Hardy thing. So when Jeff Hardy comes into the ring, they do the whole schmoz and it's just the Hardy Boys and Darby and Sting in the ring together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jeff did a little bow to Sting. Mm-hmm. So they have history. And the whole history is from, I don't know. See, you hyped me up and saying I'm an encyclopedia, but I don't know the pay-per-view's name. I don't know when it is, but it's like one of the most infamous matches in TNA history.
Okay.
TNA had a really great habit of grabbing WWF wrestlers that were failing wellness checks and saying,
so Jeff would be it.
Jeff and Kurt Hennig are probably, or not Kurt Hennig, sorry. Kurt Angle were the two more infamous ones. Matt had his demons too. Matt Hardy had his demons as well. But Jeff was, I've heard different things about what he was on and how much he was on, but it was this big main event and it was TNA's, it was either their second largest pay-per-view or their largest pay-per-view of the year. And it was early 2000 or late 2000s, I believe. And it was Sting versus Jeff Hardy. Like, I mean, this is it. And Eric Bischoff is running creative for TNA at the time. And Sting comes out first.
Okay.
And does his whole Sting thing. Same gimmick as he's had since 97 or so, other than when he was Joker Sting. Yeah, he was Joker Sting.
Oh.
He dressed like the Joker. He dressed like our kids just ate pizza and had Joker-fied makeup on.
Gross.
Yeah, it was dumb. But anyway, so Sting's out there, and here comes Jeff, and Jeff's fucked on definitely pills. Might have been drinking with it too, but he's fucked, visibly fucked. Like, whatever you're seeing there is not a human being. It's just pure chemicals.
Yep.
And Bischoff goes out to the ring after Jeff comes in and does his entrance to whatever level he could or did. And Bischoff grabs Sting and tells him essentially to get him, do the match, get him out of the ring as fast as possible. So bell rings. Jeff Hardy starts meandering towards Sting. Sting puts him in the Scorpion Death Drop, which was one of Sting's finishers, or is one of Sting's finishers, and then just completely wraps him up into a pin that, like, and Jeff's trying to kick out, and it was like a 5-second match.
Wow.
And it completely killed, like, the integrity of TNA, which whatever integrity TNA had at the time, it ebbed and flowed quite a bit with that company.
Yeah.
And just really put Jeff in a shitty spot, put Sting in a shitty spot.
Yeah.
And they, Jeff, go ahead.
But he would have hurt somebody potentially, like either himself or Sting, if Sting hadn't done that.
Yeah, likely himself. I mean, I you know, the dumb shit that, well, the risk that Jeff Hardy takes. Like, he easily could have hurt himself very badly.
He was kind of a forefather of being a high flyer, right?
Yeah, there would be, you wouldn't have Sammy Guevara setting up a table every match and jumping through it if it wasn't for Jeff Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's pretty safe to say that. That and, like, all the ECW stuff, you know, from the late 90s. But yeah, it's high flying, high impact, throw your body at everything, and be a crash test dummy, essentially.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that would
probably how he got hooked on pills.
A lot of injuries. there's a lot of the reason why he got hooked on pills. I think the WWE's road schedule, especially at the time, was absolute hell. So you either had to be up or you had to be sleeping. And then you also have the pain. And then you also had the fact that Vince McMahon took away the ability for the wrestlers to use marijuana as a pain killer. And so they had to go to drink. They had to go to drink and pills. Like, so.
Doctor prescribed pills.
Yeah, that's why you have. I mean, that's why you have Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Shawn Michaels, and Sean Waltman seeing how many somas they can take before a match. They're taking 30 somas before a match. 30.
That's a lot of medication put in your system.
Yeah. Hey, I'm kicking. I'm kicking. Like, fuck, dude. Anyway. So you have that whole system that I won't say forces it down the wrestler's mouth, but definitely didn't discourage it. What else should we talk about, Mallory?
See, regarding Dynamite?
I think we're good on Dynamite, unless you have something that's just really just going at you.
No, I think my only other comment was I felt they did the Thunder Rosa Leela Hirsch match just to kind of put Thunder Rosa back in a better light right after Revolution.
Yeah.
That seemed to be the only purpose of that.
It's going back to Revolution itself, I guess I heard some things via Twitter that they had they had changed the ending of that Thunder Rosa Britt Baker match like 3 or 4 times over the week going into it.
So
it could be just Tony wants to get some ticket sales and in San Antonio and fucking Garland, fucking dipshit, fuck ass Texas. Fuck Garland, Texas.
Isn't Kevin Owens grilling against Texas right now too?
Yeah.
You're on that bandwagon?
Well, am I on the bandwagon of fuck Texas? Yes. I started that bandwagon. Kevin Owens.
Do you think KO listens and he's just following
the lead? God, no. He does not listen. No. No, Tony Khan listens.
There we go.
Oh, you had an alarm go off. Is it time for bed? Is it bedtime already?
No.
So you're bringing up news. Do you want to do a special Mallory only section called Newsies?
Sure.
Open the gates and seize the day. Open the gates and seize the day. Don't be afraid and don't delay.
The casual wrestling fan that I am, and the fact that I buy a lot of wrestling shit for my husband, you know, whether it's his birthday or Christmas or Father's Day or whatnot. And our kids like this stuff too.
International Man's Day.
International Man's Day. I'm going to have to look up when that is so we can buy you a shirt from What a Maneuver.
Oh, look at that. Right? Yeah, not that pro wrestling tease bullshit.
Yep. But anyway. Because of all of that, my social feeds have random wrestling news throughout it, and it's not the hardcore stuff that Bill and Doug and their podcast accounts bring in. It's a lot more superficial stuff, but there's a lot of rumors in it, so I thought we would go through it and see what Bill had to say about it.
Okay.
Yeah. One that I saw this week was actually something that Doug predicted last week about Cody isn't going to WWE. He's coming back to AEW. And the WWE deal is dead. Any comment?
It's a clusterfuck. You brought up Cody. I was hoping we didn't have to fucking bring up Cody because Doug's the one that always fucking brings up Cody. I have to do some posts. Work now and editing, so I have to do the whole drama music and shit.
So sorry.
No,
but well,
no, it's
you knew Cody was in my feed.
Well, in my opinion, it's still the same thing as it is. It's all clusterfucked, and he's going to. I don't know. He can't come back with his tail between his legs. Yeah. Likely what he's going to do, and this is apparently what Dave Meltzer, who you've seen on Dark Side of the Ring episodes.
Yes.
And is
that's what I know him from.
And his grimy ass fucking office. Mm-hmm. That probably gives you a massive panic attack.
Oh.
He's saying that essentially probably what's gonna happen is he's still gonna be WWE. And that he probably is going to be in Jacksonville. He's going to come out for the Jacksonville episode.
That's before WrestleMania, I'm guessing.
I'd assume so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't look it up because I don't really care, but it would be pretty funny if then there was a bunch of things that kind of out there being like, if Cody does a promo of being like, oh, I killed racism in this town, and now I'm going to kill you, Austin Theory.
about.
No. So, but yeah, he's still going WWE. Like he can't come back tail between his legs. That or he does Impact out of nowhere or some.
Like, but isn't going to WWE, isn't that going back with his tail between his legs? I mean, he's fired from them, right? Or just let go, I guess. But you know what I mean?
I think he asked for his release. I don't even remember how that worked anymore, honestly.
But I mean, if he goes to either promotion, it's tail between his legs, right?
Yeah, but he thought he was going to get more money out of Vince. Because in the end, that's what it was. It was just getting more money. Because he thought he was supposed...
Didn't he leave for because of creative control, though?
Well, that's a theory, but how the fuck are you going to get creative control against Vince?
I mean...
Like, and that's the theory that Doug's throwing out there. And
seen it in my stuff, too.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where, like, I think he wanted creative control, but he also wanted fucking money. And he wanted fucking CM Punk, Chris Jericho, Jon Moxley, and Bryan Danielson money. Mm-hmm. And let's be fucking honest. He's not any one of those four people.
No.
He's not.
He's not.
He's not Kenny Omega. He's not the Young Bucks.
No.
He's there and he's good and he deserves money. But like, he's not. No one's going to see Cody.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think at one time they did, but not anymore.
No, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were talking about that, you know, recently or today. It was when we were talking about the Face of the Revolution match.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, and the whole story of it was like Cody was trying to do this weird bullshit where he's like, oh, I'm so hurt, I got hurt on a ladder, but I'm gonna get taken care of in the entryway and then come out to a big roaring applause. And like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
and that's why everyone just started getting confused and people thinking like maybe he was doing this as far as a heel move, like, which I thought was the fucking case. And no, he just there's something else. So
yeah, it was weird.
All right, what else you got?
Okay, we're moving on.
Go. Okay, go.
So I don't know if you knew this, but Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens are tag teaming together now.
I did know that.
But they just lost, so that's not going. It was something I had never heard, like some RK Bros or something like that.
Yeah, so it's Randy Orton. It's Randy Orton and Riddle.
Okay.
Yeah.
They lost to him, so they won't be tag teaming in WrestleMania. So the big news out right now is Seth doesn't have a match for WrestleMania now.
Oh, I think that's the rumor for Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was just curious what you thought was going to happen there. Or apparently there's been a bunch of mysterious stuff, like Seth Rollins' social media went dark and stuff like that.
I don't know anything about Seth Rollins' social media.
That's a drama. And then the last WrestleMania rumor I saw.
Stone Cold?
No, I mean, there's a lot of stuff on there, but I saw that. But Bryan Danielson's sister-in-law is going to be in WrestleMania.
So Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who's she supposed to wrestle?
I have no idea.
what was this? Is that Sportskeeda reference page that you get out of nowhere?
That pops up in my feed.
Oh yeah, Nikki Bella will definitely be at fucking WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she? Did they fucking took spots at fucking Royal Rumble for her? Even though once again you have Bayley and fucking Asuka just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like absolute fucking horseshit.
Hopefully they have matches at WrestleMania. I don't know. I haven't looked into that.
Right. As far as I know, they don't. They have nothing.
No. That's unfortunate. I mean, and both of them are healthy.
I'd assume both are.
So, well, we'll move on. I have one last thing. You remember how when CM Punk came back the end of last August, right? Came back to AEW.
He did.
And his whole thing was like, he wants to wrestle
the Young Boys.
Yeah. And really get into it with them. And now apparently he wants to win championships. It's not just about that now. Just curious if you had any comment on that.
What championships is he going to win?
I don't know.
Like, is he going to wrestle Hangman?
I guess Hangman's kind of a young boy, but not a young young boy.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, where do you put him in? Do you put him in as a TNT winner? But I mean, you can, but where does that go with the Scorpio Sky, Sammy Guevara, possibly Wardlow, possibly MJF, possibly any other, you know, a Dante Martin, a Darius Martin, fucking Daniel Garcia, Lee Moriarty. I mean, I'm just can rattle people off. With the AEW championship, you can have a program with Punk and whoever has the belt at the time, but you can't have him as it makes sense, but I really don't know what you would do with it. I don't know how you would write it. But at the same time, I'm sure between TK, my boy Tony Khan, and CM Punk, I mean, they're going to come up with something that's good if they do it. I just don't know. I can't see it, but at the same time, I have no idea where Punk even, I don't know what's next for Punk in general.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone necessarily for him to go up against.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe he teams with Colt and they become the Second City Saints. Yeah. Maybe. And they become the Second City Saints again. And they go after the tag team championship against Mox and Danielson. Actually, that'd be cool. I highly doubt that's going to happen, but that would be pretty cool.
I just thought it was interesting.
No, it is. But
MO to change. Yeah.
Yeah.
It potentially changed. Again, this is speculative. But.
Well, is it Sports Kedia again?
I think I saw that somewhere else.
Cite your sources, Mallory. Cite your sources.
I'm so sorry. I will next time.
Okay.
Next time Doug is on vacation.
Which I think is like in another week and a half again or some shit. So that wraps up Newsies.
Yay!
Yay! All right, Doug. Oh, shit.
What?
I called you Doug. Oh, wow. My transitions. All right. So speaking of Doug, who is on vacation, decided to give us homework to watch for this week.
Yeah.
And specifically, he wanted you to watch this match. I find it incredibly sexist on Doug's part that he thought that my wife would only be interested in a women's match.
Well, he thought your dad was coming on.
I don't know. He did not. I'll tell you this, Mal, you're doing a heck of a job, but you're not doing a Clint Boyce job.
So sorry. I don't think I can ever live up to that man.
Ooh, trust me, I've been in that shadow forever.
I know. Neither one of us is hairy or bald enough.
I'm getting there. or can wear an elf hat.
Oh, what? No. We're not going there.
We can.
If you would like to elaborate, you can.
Nah, we'll just let the 12 people, because you're one of the 13. So we'll just let the 12 people just ruminate, gesticulate, and carbonate that in their head.
Well, some of the people that listen were there, I think. I've seen
it. Yeah, probably.
Anyway, all right.
So Doug's homework for you and I to watch was NXT TakeOver Respect, October 7th, 2015, from Full Sail University. It was the 30-minute Iron Woman match for the NXT Women's Championship. It was Sasha Banks versus the champion at the time, Bayley. Mallory?
Yes.
What did you think of the match?
I thought it was good. I think the thing that there are a few things that kind of surprised me, just because, like I said, I remember watching Bailey a lot back in the day and just really enjoying her matches. And Sasha Banks as well. I mean, she's an excellent wrestler. But, you know, comparing it to a lot of wrestling today, it was very unpolished compared to a lot of things that you see today. Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of fumbling around. I mean, you were even commenting they had to roll a couple times so, like, Sasha could, like, reach the rope, you know. And like, some of it was really repetitive. Like, Sasha Banks, I think, threw Bailey out of the ring, like, 3 or 4 times in a row, you know, like, in a 5-minute period. Like, it just got old, you know. So I was just surprised by that, just because I think very highly of these women. And I think it just shows how far wrestling in general, and especially women's wrestling, has progressed even past this in the last 7 years. There's a lot more women out there doing this kind of thing, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I would agree with that for sure.
And, you know, I'm kind of curious, just because I haven't watched either one wrestle anything in quite a long time. Like, I'd be curious to watch one of their matches now to see what they're doing today. But I think some other things that surprised me, like, I knew Sasha Banks was really small, but, like, Bailey looks very small in the ring.
She's super. And, like, she's not, like, right before she went up to WWE, horribly skinny, but I forgot how small she was, too.
Yeah. But, like, they look small, you know, like, they are having a hard time getting to the top ropes because they're tiny, you know, like.
Yeah, there's no strength in them. It's all they went cardio or something.
And you know, you watch, like, the women in AEW now, like, they're, I mean, some of them are taller, you know, like Britt Baker and
Jade,
but there's some petite women in there too. And, like, they just fly up to that top rope, you know, like, it's none of it was very fumbly compared to that, you know. But I mean, both of them are such good workers and good sellers, I think. What was your impression after not watching it for a very long time?
Well, so this was, like, the first time I've revisited that match since probably, like, the day after it happened type thing, or, you know, the week after or whatever.
Sure.
And I was actually impressed with the match and the pacing of it, because it's fast. Like, it's super, super fast. There's there's no rest holds other than them getting dumped out to the ring for, you know,
a lot.
Yeah. But
yeah, I know it's a 30-minute Ironman.
Yeah. It goes back to the, like, I'm using everything now as, like, as I'm watching these, you know, longer matches, the match that Doug and I watched, or Doug made me watch, that Samoa Joe Punk, 90-minute draw, or not, excuse me, not 90-minute, 60-minute draw, in Ring of Honor. And you want to watch something that's slow moving and boring, like, and people getting dumped out at the side of the ring to catch their breath, like that. What Bailey and Sasha did was nothing compared to that. I do agree with you, like, their strength really was lacking. And I think I think if you watch, like, Bailey specifically now, there's probably nothing like that at all. Like, she has no problem with her strength.
I'm sure both of them have progressed with just how wrestling's progressed, you know.
Yeah. But at the same time, though, like, I can tell you the last time I watched a Sasha match or a Bailey match has been forever. But either time I've watched either one of them in the current form, watching them now is less entertaining than what I watched before, or what just watched with you.
Yeah.
For the Iron Woman match. Like, it.
Interesting.
Because it's the WWE match. While this was a precursor, This really was like the precursor, or this on top of their match at Brooklyn, you know, 3 months beforehand, was really the precursor to what we are to expect from women's wrestling now.
Sure.
Or at least in America, like the Joshi are doing insane things. So it doesn't, to compare the two is two different things.
But it is nice how it's progressed though versus
what, oh yeah,
Divas or whatever it was before.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that was gross.
You didn't watch the Women's Royal Rumble this year, did you?
I did not.
Yeah, see, because that was filled with divas.
Mm-hmm.
Because they fired everyone and everything, and they had Bayley and Asuka not doing anything. And you could see. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, you know, the divas that did come out, they were all older, everything like that, you know. So you give credit where credit's due there for the stuff they were able to do, but there was no, it was bad. It sucked. Minus Mickey James, they weren't good. It's watching the Bella Twins.
Ooh.
You know?
So one thing that occurred to me while watching this match, you know, this was 2015, and at that time, especially, like, I was only watching WWE promotions, you know, like, I wasn't watching much outside of that. What was women's wrestling like outside of that world? Like,
in the United States? It was what you're seeing on NXT at the time. Okay. It was Shimmer. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think WOW was around WOW.
So it's people like the Four Horsewomen, just mm-hmm. in other promotions.
Yeah, like doing Shimmer,
similar type of moves.
Yeah, Shimmer had Shimmer was Becky Lynch came from Shimmer, Paige mm-hmm. came from Shimmer.
Yeah.
I'm sure more did too. I just, those are the only two that come off the top of my head.
We talk about how, like, because I remember when we started watching Raw like regularly, Paige was a pretty big deal, and mm-hmm. you know, just like, and we all love Paige just because she wasn't coming out and doing the horrible diva stuff.
Yeah, and she was the anti-diva.
Mm-hmm. And then there was AJ Lee as well, who is. Mm-hmm. Doing some good wrestling as well, and then the rest were all divas. So it was really refreshing. Of course, and yeah, Natty was there.
Yep,
but she wasn't pushed near as hard.
No,
and you know, she just never has been. And then you know, you have these women coming up through NXT. I was just curious what the rest of the landscape looked like. Like, how unusual was it that these women were there?
You know, as far as I can tell you, like, I mean, there's been mm-hmm. an indie growth
mm-hmm.
that probably started, you know, maybe 10 years before that. I but I'll be honest with you, I really don't know curious. Much. I mean, I can tell you, like, that there, you know, we were talking about Sarah Del Rey.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of that match, Sarah Del Rey comforts mm-hmm. Sasha Banks.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched a couple Sarah Del Rey matches, but not a whole lot.
What promotion?
I watched, was it a Ring of Honor? Like, I think it's a Ring of Honor, and then some Chikara stuff, I think.
Okay.
I don't, but it was ages ago. And
yeah.
Like, I just don't like, she was kind of the forebearer of a lot of that. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I mean, you have like someone like Serena Deeb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who comes out with Punk
mm-hmm.
in the Straight Edge Society.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrestles a little bit, but then she goes, they fire her, or mm-hmm. WWE does, and she goes and works Shimmer forever. Yeah. And she goes mm-hmm. and works in Japan, and she works, you know, she works places, and now she comes back and she's one of the best women's wrestlers out there in yeah. most people's opinion. Sure. And I would agree with that because I think we're done.
Oh, are we?
Okay. Well, I mean, we're on hour six, which is faster than Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're much more efficient.
Yeah. Well, that's obvious. I get my computer working faster.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, oh, I should. I'm so reliant on Doug now. I need to pull up. Like, I'm the one taking us out. Shit. All right.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Oh wait, Mallory, hold on. Do you have any plugs? Because this is our first guest, Mallory. You're our first guest on the podcast. And do you have any plugs? Do you have any shit you want to sell us? Or do you want us to follow you on any social media?
No, all I'll say is go see Lucha Libre and Laughs if you're in the Denver area here in a couple of weeks. We'll be there.
We will be there.
It should be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my only plug.
Oh, and there's that one Joey Janela show that I might go to. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that like down the street from us?
It's like, yeah, it's over in Westminster.
Ooh.
But I think, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh,
Do you have any plugs?
No. Well, yeah, I'm doing it now.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to our podcast. Follow us on Twitter at IA Pro Wrestling, at Instagram at It's All Pro Wrestling, Facebook, It's All Pro Wrestling. And we have a store in which Bill made great designs at whatamaneuver.net. Oh, we didn't even talk about the fucking powerbomb pizza bullshit that Pro Wrestling Tees is doing. Yeah, I will. That's damn. Fuck. You know what? They're connected with Uber Eats. Fucking, yeah, that's cool, dude. Anyway, whatamaneuver.net. It's All Pro Wrestling Store. You'll find it there, as well as other great designs. We will be back next week. Doug will be back. So, thank you for listening.
Doug does that better.
I know. That's why.
I make movies.
Hey, they used to pump in that Goldberg chant. A lot of people don't know that. I know that.